very excited because Emma this morning is at the monastery at Gorton. She just gave the virtue wheel a little spin and she got the cheerfulness card. She gave it a spin for me by proxy and I got the peace card. I love... Oh, hello. Oh, this is putting me now at peace. This is nice, isn't it?
It's nice, isn't it?
You
could definitely find some inner peace here at the monastery.
How are you playing that and talking?
I had to think about
talking.
You while I was spinning the wheel. I know, I'm very talented, aren't
yeah,
I? You didn't
know.
No, this is John, who is the sound bath practitioner. When I first arrived, when I was walking the labyrinth in the nave, there was a sound bath going on. Ooh. And normally I think of sound baths as being those metal bowls, but he actually had about 25 different instruments. John... I think it's time to put the flute down. I mean, when I say flute, it looks like a jumbo recorder. It's made out of wood. What is that instrument?
So it's American Indian flute. And so my sound healing teacher, Tim Wheater, was here 2 years ago and asked me to join in with him. And he said to me, oh, I've got a really nice flute you might like to buy off me, John. And he said, it's on all my CDs.
He's a good salesman then, isn't he? So tell us, for people that are uninitiated, what exactly is a sound bath?
So the sound bath I do is designed to create deep relaxation in people. So people come along, we sit in chairs first, do some little attunement exercises where we do what's known as conscious breathing, we do some mindfulness exercises, we do some breathing exercises. Then everybody lies down on their mats and I play the instruments to them similar to the one I've just been playing now.
What's the one that you've got a sort of box thing behind you as well?
Yeah,
which is
a unity box. This is what we use for conscious humming.
This is good.
Makes you sort of chill out, doesn't it? You do sound like a monk.
I'd want to join in, Emma.
I feel like doing a bit of sort of joining in, actually. Let's just quickly speak to one of the people that was at the sound bath, Julie.
I love sound healing, and I've been coming to John's healing sound baths for many years. Oh, it is so relaxing and uplifting and very, very healing.
Do you feel like you get to a stage, like, if you haven't been for a few weeks, like, oh, it's time to get back to John's sound bath, I really need to chill out?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's like having a little mini retreat.
Oh. Yes. That must be nice to hear, John. You must get a lot of happy customers.
Big smile on my face right now, Julie. but of course, it's a community thing. It's a mutual exchange of energy that's taking place. Mm. So I'm getting as much benefit out of these sessions as everyone else is.
It's that chanting did look fun. Yeah. And you're here every week, every month, are you?
I'm here every month with Anna, my wife, who does the circle dance. We do this the first Sunday of the month. I'm also here every Thursday, doing sound healing every Thursday during the week. And in 2 weeks' time, we've got the World Sound Healing Day, which Jonathan Goldman set up many, many years ago. And people all around the world, starting on the 14th, on Valentine's Day, they will be singing an R from the heart. So there'll be lots of other things as well. We're having a gong bath.
Wonderful.
We're going to have Alison Knox, who does beautiful angel paintings. She created the beautiful Awakening Prayer and asked me to set it to music, so we'll all be singing that. And we'll be making the rafters sing.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And is that here as well, is it?
That's here, yes. 2 weeks' time. 15th.
That's exactly the moment.
The BBC's giving me stress. Can we have a bit more pipes before you go? Because I thought it was lovely.
Oh, more pipes. Well,
more
we're actually
pipes,
hearing
oh.
the bowl at the moment.
Oh, are we? Okay.
So can you hear it?
I can hear that. Oh, that's very good.
He'd like to end with a pipe, if
can
that's
we end with
all
the
right,
pipe?
John.
I liked the pipe.
But
pipes.
Thank you so much. It's a beautiful... I'll take a picture. It's a beautiful...
Lovely.
Sort of about 10 times the size of a recorder.
Yeah.
But thank you very much. That's John...
Here we go.
...who's in charge of sound baths.
This is lovely, isn't it? If you're driving at the
beautiful.
Moment, please keep your eyes on what's in front of you. Thank you. Emma, thank you. We'll be back. I almost don't want to talk now. We'll be back at about 1:30. Right.
Thank you.
Stay cheerful. Thank you. Thank you, Emma.
Bye-bye. Stay peaceful.